You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
Folks, have a little listen to Mr. Paul Brandt.
Ready or not, take your best shot, cause here life comes. You use what you got, and you got it all when you got love. But we hide it and we store it up, and there never seems to be enough. This world is spinning so fast, ain't no slowing it down now. And the rain of love that lasts, but I think I found a way to make love stay. You got to give it away.
Well, folks, Paul Brandt is the most awarded male Canadian country artist in history. I don't know why I said it like that. Although his roots started far from stardom, today his fan base, music, and philanthropic efforts reach small towns across big cities and beyond international borders. 2011 has been a huge year for this Juno Award winner. Paul had the distinct honor of being asked by the Prime Minister's office and the Calgary Stampede to represent the country music industry and perform for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, a.k.a. Will and Kate, during their tour of Canada. He launched his 10th album, I believe, entitled Give It Away. We're listening to a title track right there, right now. And a box set collection of his music called Now. And he also launched Paul Brandt's Build It Forward, a television documentary series that follows seven families as they create a new home for themselves while building it forward for others. Brilliant concept. And very Paul Brandt, might I just say. The series is the largest television initiative to date for CMT. And now he's about to head out on the road again for his latest tour, so check out his website for all of the Now tour dates, paulbrandt.com. That's B-R-A-N-D-T. And if you don't know there's a D in there, you just ain't a Paul Brandt fan. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I understand you're packing up the trailer.
I just finished, yeah. It's about 15 below here in Calgary right now, and I've got my great big farm overalls on.
Ooh,
and we just hand-bombed some gear in there. Seriously, we're ready to rock.
I'm glad you have overalls as well. I have overalls. As a matter of fact, I do. I love chopping wood at the cottage in my overalls. I've got my pipe there and the whole thing going. But I got to go to a symphony gig on December 3rd, and I'm thinking it's going to be at the Roy Thompson Hall. I think, no, Massey Hall in Toronto, big hoity-toity night.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I'm going in those.
Do it. Just put a white shirt and a bow tie on. You'll be in. No
little,
problem.
Little wife beater underneath. Right? You know what I'm saying? Hey, can I tell you, one time I went to can I just talk about me instead of you for a second here,
Absolutely.
Paul?
Absolutely, I'd love that.
One time I went to a Halloween party dressed up like this. I had my ropers on. You know what ropers are, right?
Yes, I do.
I just got a new set of ropers, actually. Anyway, I had my ropers on. I had some long, dark socks. I had white boxers, a white wife beater, a Western hat, straw one I used to rodeo in, so it's a completely messed up hat.
Right.
And what did I say? The white beater. I had my Billy Bob teeth in. I had a pipe in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
And then I put suspenders on a garbage can and put it right over top of me.
Nice.
I was inside a garbage can. You know what I was?
No.
White trash.
I thought you were describing one of my uncles. You lost me there, you know. But yeah.
Well done. Well done. Which would you rather have to figure out? Paul, a little trivia question here for you. This is how we get to know Paul Brandt again on the show. By the way, I think this is your 37th time on our show.
Something like that.
We're like a bad rash. We recur.
It's a good thing. Yes, that's right.
Which would you rather have to figure out, a Rubik's Cube or a Transformer?
Oh, my goodness. Please, the Rubik's Cube, I'll take it.
Seriously.
I've got a 3.5-year-old son who went Halloweening this year as a Transformer. And also has a bunch of Transformers, and he's always, "Daddy, will you please do this?" And I get the instructions out, and I'm lost from the beginning. I have no idea what to do with these things. I actually sent out a Twitter message at our Paul Brandt Twitter account, and I just said, "Does anyone else understand my pain here with these Transformers?" I think I had the biggest response I've ever had on Twitter. Like, everyone who follows, they're like, "Absolutely, you're not alone. We feel it." You know, so yeah, that's a scary, scary piece of toy. Yeah.
Well, you see, I know this about you because I do my research. And here's some other things I found out about you. Well, all I did was put in Paul Brandt, and I hit the news thing on the Google there, and the Google.
Yeah, you Googled it.
Yeah, and here's what I found. There's an article that talks about North Central College and the parade that goes on down there, and the parade is a big deal.
Okay.
Parade included the usual fare, homecoming kings, queens, present and past students representing organizations on campus, the school's bands performing at various stops on the parade route, right? A big deal. But the short procession honored the past just as much as the present. Some vehicles in the parade were adorned with signs that read, "We are 150," et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And a chemistry professor, Paul Brandt, who sat along the early part of the route, said he ran into a woman at a reunion dinner Friday who said North Central College ran in her family. The woman said it was from Buffalo, New York. So
that wasn't me. Well, there's one of the things that's really interesting. Yeah, a little bit. One of the things really interesting about all of this is that there's about two or three Paul Brandts, and one of them is actually also in show business.
Really?
Yes, down in, I'm trying to remember where it was now, kind of somewhere along the Upper Peninsula there or something. And he doesn't do country music, I don't think. I think it's like rock and roll. So we get these weird things coming out on Google about the things that I've done. And it's like, okay, that's the wrong Paul Brandt.
Yeah.
So just make sure you check it out when you're Googling me. If you see me in white boxers with a garbage can over my head, that's probably not me. I'm just saying.
Yeah, just saying. Yeah. Well, try having a name like Drew Marshall, who, who just a few years ago came out as the actual person who was doing all the murdering in the television series True Blood.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Not you.
So all these articles are talking about me being a murderer.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Little bit awkward. Yeah.
Paul Brandt, a sophomore majoring in construction engineering technology, said he currently doesn't pass by any of the America Today, USA Today newsstands, and so he doesn't. I mean, it's not you.
Not me. No.
Okay. Yeah. However, if you put into Google Paul Brandt in quotes, that's how you tighten your search. You put quotes around it,
okay.
And then on the outside of the quote, you put charity.
Ah.
426,000 pages come up.
Wow.
Now, if you put George Canyon in between quotes and then put charity on the outside, only 117,000.
Oh, well, but you know what?
Somebody loves Jesus more.
No. I hope that you talk to George about this whole thing, too. George is a great guy, and actually, we did this really cool thing together this one time. We did 5 years of a benefit at Center Street Church, the church I go to in Calgary. And it was actually for sending our youth groups on different missions trips around the world, and it was called Plant Big Seeds. And in 5 years, we raised over $500,000 on it. And George came out to help us on that a couple of times. I called him and just said, "Hey, would you mind?" And I didn't even finish my sentence, and he was out there. So he's an awesome guy. I think the world of him.
Do you know? Here's a little known fact. George Canyon and I worked together on Saving a Horse one time.
That does not surprise me.
He was filming a music video. By the way, is this a Paul Brandt interview? What are we doing here?
That's okay. It's Paul Brandt and Friends.
Okay, Paul Brandt and Friends. Great. Casey and Finnegan joining the tour this year.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was filming a music video at Teen Ranch, and one of our horses was tied up in the wash rails kind of area. And for some stupid reason, this idiot horse decided to try to jump over the rail forward.
Yeah, they'll try that sometimes.
And got stuck. But it was high enough, because it sloped off on the other side, that it was kind of compressing on his rib cage. And then he got more tired, and he would sag down more and sag down more. Yeah. And eventually he was going to gas himself, right? So
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing George was there. I'm not sure I would know what to do in that situation. I used to work in healthcare. I was a registered nurse at the Children's Hospital here in Calgary. I'd know what to do with all of that stuff, but a horse on the rails, I'm not sure.
A horse on the rails?
Yeah,
that's a good name for a song.
Yeah, that would work.
Can I tell you another story? Hold on. I hope you're not pressed for time, because I'm having fun here.
And, me too.
Tim Conway told me a story one time about he and Harvey Korman. They used to own horses together. You know.
Okay.
Tim Conway told me the story one time. They had this horse that was horrible. The ambulance was beating this horse in every race, right?
Yeah.
And so they were trying to, you know, what are we going to do? So he phones him up, and he says, "Harvey, I got some good news and bad news." He says, Harvey goes, "What? What?" He says, "Well, you know that horse we've been having problems with? You don't have to worry about it anymore." "Oh, we sold him?" "No, he died."
Yeah.
What do you mean he died? He died in the last race. You're kidding me. How did he die? He drowned. He what? So you imagine Harvey Korman and Tim Conway having this conversation. He drowned? What do you mean he drowned? So here's what happened. Around the final stretch, the horse, something went wrong in his leg. He broke his leg, sad, but then leaned into the rail. The horse slid along the rail, rolled into the infield, right into the pond, and couldn't swim out because he had a broken leg and he drowned.
I wonder if that's the first time that's happened.
It's got to be.
It's got to be. That's, the stars were not lined up for that.
Oh, man. Next thing you know, jockeys are going to be having inflatable devices with them or something like that. So we are on the phone, believe it or not, with Paul Brandt, and we're talking about as much useless stuff as possible.
That's good.
I didn't know you were an artist.
Really?
Is that a big deal? Like people?
You mean in the graphical sense?
No, like you donated some artwork to Kidney Research Fundraiser and PEI?
Oh, we've done this this with the Kidney Foundation for a few years. They actually send out, this is how much of an artist I actually am not. They'll actually send out
paint by dots?
Yeah, no, not quite that bad. But they'll send out the paint. They'll send out the whatever it is. Yeah, I don't even know. Is it an easel? I don't know. The canvas, I guess. And they just go, paint something that you're just inspired to paint. And I've always really thought, wouldn't it be cool if I could do this? But I can't.
No.
And, so I just kind of think up my favorite scene and I try and do that. One year I drew a stick man with a cowboy hat on and it was supposed to be, it was a self-portrait. And then this year it was a wheat field with a big thunderstorm coming in from the east, I believe.
Wow.
Which doesn't really happen very much here, but I could see it in my head. And just as I was finishing it, my son took one of the colors and decided he was going to just squirt the tube on the painting.
Oh, increased in value right there.
So I had to get creative to try and make it look more like what my vision was initially. But it was sort of a co-work that the two of us came together on. It was a special piece that I think auctioned off. I think it actually raised a little bit of money. So
yeah, well done.
Now you know the story. Now people know the story.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Exactly.
Kind of sad days, actually. Let's change gears a little awkwardly here. In your neck of the woods, wasn't there like four high school football players that were killed in an accident?
Yes, I believe that there were some junior players that, and I actually think it may have been hockey.
Oh, okay.
Recently that happened. There have been a few deaths here recently in the sporting world. And yeah, it's horrible when you hear those kinds of things going on. And in our community, obviously, it resonates even more. So yeah.
Well, and you've suffered a bit of a loss losing your mate, Chris Kent.
Yeah, if you get a chance to check out the blog on paulbrandt.com that I set up there for Chris, you'll hear a bit of the story. And, there's sadness there, obviously when we lose somebody that has been a part of our lives. But knowing that, he knew where he was going and that he had a relationship with Jesus, that's the thing that I think helps us to make it through that moment. He was an amazing guy, and I tell a bit of his story, how we met, even some of the things that he inspired me before I even had the opportunity to meet him and hearing his story. An incredible guy and played bass for me for a long time, also played with a number of different artists, most recently with Lori Morgan, and he's a great fellow. You should definitely check out his story.
I like his line walking around the hospital encouraging other people, and it says something like, aren't you sad you got cancer? Like, and he's like, no, I'm so impressed that, the Bible says God doesn't give us more than we can handle. I'm so impressed that God thinks I can handle this. This is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he just had an incredible attitude right up until the end and just knew that, no matter what happened, in this life or the next, he was healed and he just lived his life victoriously. Very, very cool guy.
Cool. Now, speaking of life, and most people end up getting the Lifetime Achievement Award when they're close to the end of their life.
I know. I hope this isn't some sort of bad omen.
Seriously, dude. So the Alberta Music Awards, was it? Is that where you were honored?
Yeah, they gave me a Lifetime Achievement Award, and I accepted it, but I made sure in my acceptance speech I let them know that this didn't mean I was anywhere near being done.
Yeah.
I think I've got a lot of music left in me, and I love doing what I'm doing. But it was a special night, my folks were able to be there, and cool. I really wanted to use that opportunity to just honor them and all of the incredible contributions that they've made for me in my career right from the beginning. I used to barge into their room at 3 in the morning and play them a new song I had just written. And I mean, now as a father, if my son did that, I would probably strangle him.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, just knowing all the things they put up with, the money spent and the time spent on helping me to get there,
yeah.
I was very, very thankful.
You know, you think back to how just torturous we were to our parents, and aren't you glad they didn't have tasers back then?
Absolutely. Hey, Mom and Dad, come on. Yeah, right away. Yeah. Right, meet me at the door with a taser. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, here's the big thing that's hitting all the news. We've got a little clip of this, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Brandt has recorded a hockey song. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievable stuff. Let's give this a little quick listen. Good stuff. Oh.
Again, not me.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Wrong Paul. Sorry.
That's not your song?
No.
Oh, you said there was a D in Brandt?
Yeah, there's a D
okay,
in Brandt.
That's what I did.
Exactly,
sorry, let me try it again.
Can you pull up the proper song here? I think this is it here. This is the one.
No.
This is the one that Paul wrote. This is his baby.
Yeah. There's some great vocals in it.
This is a good one. Have a listen to this. Paul Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, on the Drew Marshall Show. Have a listen. That's tremendous stuff, Paul. Have you had quite a lot of feedback from that? A lot of people would not.
Actually, I've had no feedback from that one again. Not me. Yeah.
Two L's. I take two L's
in
Paul.
You put two L's
in Paul?
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Folks, here all day, Tim the Tool running the board, ladies and gentlemen. Tim the Tool. Okay, World Junior Hockey, and they're going to be launching this sucker just after Christmas out there in Edmonton, Calgary area, and they seconded you and said, dude, write us a killer hockey song, and you did.
It was an amazing call, really. I mean, to get this shout from the World Juniors asking me to do this, I was a little, actually more than a little nervous. I mean, you write a hockey song, I mean, they become a part of the fabric of the country, and everybody has their hockey memories and the things that, you know, are important to them about the sport, and trying to fit all of that into a song that'll make everybody happy can be just a little bit daunting, but I was thrilled to have the opportunity, and I'm really excited about the way that the song turned out. We launched it here 3 days ago in Alberta, and have been getting just a great response from it. I imagine that we'll be sending it right across the country here soon to radio so that they'll be able to hear it as well and hopefully play it. But it'll be the theme song for the World Junior Championships, and it was a great project to work on. I had a blast.
Well done. Well done. All right, well, listen, let's bring this sucker home. First of all, theme song for the 2012 World Junior Championships. You've got this CD that's, again, another knock out of the park. Give It Away, Paul Brandt. 10 ridiculous tracks on this. I don't know who is your producer for all this. I don't know if you've stayed with the same guy, but the mix is tremendous on this.
Oh, that's Ben Fowler, and I've worked on this. I've produced it with Ben and with a longtime friend of mine, Steve Rosen, and have worked with them for a number of albums now, but Ben has just recently won a Grammy Award. He's an incredible guy, and I think you really hear his work on this in the mix for sure.
Well, and here we go. This is the final suck-up comment. I have a little crush on you.
Okay.
A little bromance, you know what I mean? A little something-something here. I don't know quite how to describe it except for this. You are the kind of guy that every woman loves. And trust me, I've heard more than my fair share of women who've come up to me and gone, oh, Paul Brandt this and Paul Brandt that, and just love the way his voice goes down there like this, and too bad his wife tours with him, you know, stuff like that. But it's your heart, man. Everyone knows you are a generous, generous cat. You should get that Canadian of the Year award or whatever it is. No, seriously, because, you make me proud to be a Canadian, and this is the last one here, and I'm serious. I was forced to listen to, I've told you this before, I was forced to listen to country music growing up. CFGM Radio 1320 out of Richmond Hill, Ontario, covered all the southern, you know, GTA here.
Yeah.
Hated it! And I refused to listen to country music, and the new country music that came out, I knew darn well these country singers didn't even know what a post hole was, let alone how to dig it, or throw a bale, or nothing, right?
Yeah, you're right, sure.
And You've won me over. I love listening to your music. I very rarely get all goofy about a musician on my show. Like James Taylor, I would fawn over.
Yeah.
You're next.
Well, that's an amazing compliment. Maybe you should come on the road with me. You can kind of, give me my chat before I go on stage tonight.
Yeah, I'll introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, the man we all love to love, Mr. Paul Brandt. Would that work?
Very nice.
Yeah,
maybe not.
What a way to end an interview. That was good.
Maybe nice. For one of the other Paul Brandts.
Well done. Listen, the tour is just about ready to start. Where's your first location? Where are you stopping at first?
You know, we're getting ready to take off really soon. We're headed to Brockville, and we're really excited to get back on the road. It's been 4 years since we've been out, and Liz is going to be on the road. We're actually, our kids are going to be with us on this tour as well.
Oh, very cool.
So it's the We Can Sleep When We're Dead tour, and we're really excited about getting out and playing some new music. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Check out these locations: Brockville, Brantford, Kingsville, Belleville. It's like, that's like that I've Been Everywhere song here. Sure. Belleville, Kitchener, North Bay, Peterborough, Oshawa, Sudbury, Thunder Bay, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Calgary, Regina, yeah. Edmonton, Abbotsford, and Victoria. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Brandt, the Now Tour. Go to his website and find out when and where he will be near you. Buddy, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Drew. My cheeks are killing me from laughing so hard. I appreciate it.
Well, you shouldn't be sitting this whole time. Say, man. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
There's no use in thinking about yesterday.
Even though you're American, you're still welcome. Call toll-free 1-877-JOY-1250.
I can't go back there anymore.